I managed and ran a pub back between 1988 and 1990, which is quite a long time ago. But I suppose to set the scene, and at that time there was a lot of drinking done during the day. I suppose people maybe had two or three drinks and they got into the car and drive home. And I suppose that's the number one thing that's happened, that in recent years, a level of alcohol allowed in the system to drive has reduced to virtually nothing. And that's the way it should be. I think it needs to be a situation where it's zero tolerance for any sort of scenario where people have alcohol on them and driving. And that's a factor as well. And I think the whole, there is a culture change, as I said. People don't frequent the pub. It's a lot of people, you know, years ago there was very few off-licenses. The major supermarkets didn't have off-license. And now what's happening is a lot of people at a weekend maybe buy a bottle of wine, a couple, sit in, watch Netflix. The whole societal change, really, that's what it's about. And, you know, unfortunately, that's having repercussions for local jobs. But then some pubs have turned the corner in terms of a different offering. Many of them now are full-blown restaurants, and they sell more food than alcohol. They have adapted on that basis. And then, but for other publicans, don't really feel up to that challenge. It's a very difficult move when you do that. You're under tighter environmental regulations, health inspectors, you know, more staff, you know, you have all sorts of challenges when you take on the role of producing food as an offering in your pub.
It's a very interesting comparison that you made, because fears have been expressed for some time that there's almost a two-tier sector when it comes to pubs, those that are serving food and those that are not, and the latter, unfortunately, now seem to be very much calling last orders.
Yeah, that seems to be it. And I suppose any business over a period of time has to reinvent themselves. You know, nothing stands still in this world. And, you know, go back another 100 years, there was even twice as many pubs again. You know, fair days were massive days for pubs. People drank. It was more of acceptable. But now, where people now have big mortgages and they haven't as much disposable income for going out at the weekends or even drinking to excess. I suppose, you know, weekends in Carrick and Shannon beside me here, there's a huge amount of people come from different parts of the country on stag and hen weekends. And then a lot of the younger people from the Northwest move on into Carrick and Shannon for the late night revelry. And that they're a sector that's doing particularly well.